This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 142, verse 4. It says there, "Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life." End of quote. ABC7News.com reported last year in June 2018, two celebrity deaths this week have saddened many people. Kate Spade, an American fashion designer, on Tuesday, and Anthony Bourdain, an American celebrity chef, author, and television personality, just a few days ago. The deaths of suicide by celebrities like Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain can trigger copycat suicides, a Santa Clara County health official warned. Beloved, there were 45,000 recorded suicides in the United States in last year. It is reported that the suicide rate among Americans aged 35 to 64 increased nearly 30%. Our today's insight is King David's words. And in one of his dark seasons of his life, when he was in a cave, being afraid and fearful, depressed, fully helpless and worried, he cried out to the Lord God in heaven. He said, "Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life." End of quote. Dearly beloved, do you feel like David? One thing is sure, money and fame do not bring peace and happiness to people. Many suicides happen due to severe hopelessness in life. Something struck them very bad and they cannot get out of the negative impact. In search of happiness and peace, people end up in the addiction of drugs and alcohol. However, they are not aware of the fact that only a relationship with a living God, in and through loving Savior Jesus Christ, can save and deliver them. Nothing else can and will. Christ can give us real meaning, peace, and happiness in life. In vain, many think this world and its pleasures can provide them with meaning, peace, and true happiness. However, the truth is nothing far from it. 1 Timothy chapter 3 says this, "But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come." Then it says people become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. But we have already learned the truth on few days ago. The world and its desires will come to an end. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. David is opening up his heart to God for God's help in his troubles. You see, he cried out loud and submitted his worries and problems to the one who is able and willing to help. Then David placed his hope in the Lord in the midst of his hopelessness. Read 142 verse 7. God delivered him from his loud cry, depression, and problems. You see, no man but only God can deliver us from our deepest problems. Though Bible does not say the word depression, there are other words Bible uses like brokenhearted, downcast, mourning, severe sad situations, etc. Faith giants like Jeremiah, Elijah, Jonah, Job, Moses, they all experienced severe grief and sad times in their lives. Elijah, Job, and Jonah wanted to die. However, God delivered them. Dearly beloved, if you are going through tough times, understand every breath is a miracle from God. We are indebted to God for our breaths every day and each second. God loves you and He has an excellent and perfect plan for you. And He gave His only Son for your sake. Jesus says to you this, and it is recorded in Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." End of quote. You see, He loved you and He gave His life for you, and that much He loved you. He died for your sins, buried and rose again for all of your sins. Come to Jesus. Jesus Christ is the answer to all your problems and worries. Do not procrastinate for tomorrow. Do not delay it for tomorrow. If you hear Jesus is calling you today, come to Him and carry your burden, your problems, your issues to Him in prayer. You can come with your baggages. You can come with your addictions. Whatever the problems that you are in, come now. Jesus is willing to save you and deliver you from whatever the problem that you are in. Can I help you to pray? Beloved, pray after me now. Father in heaven, I bow down before you. I know Jesus asked me to come to him, and I know he will give me rest to my heart and my soul. I know, I believe Jesus carried my sins and sorrows on his shoulders and died in my place. I repent of my sins and I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord now. I bring to you my issues, Lord. I bring to you my problems. Like David, Moses, Elijah, Job, Jonah, and Jeremiah, I cry out to you now. I need your attention, help, and deliverance. Please hear my cry from heaven and help me with your wonder-working supernatural power and hand. I know you love me, and I surrender my life to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.